A four-year-old prayed, "Forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive those who put trash in our baskets."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Unforgiveness is without a doubt one of the biggest joy suckers out there. It's a little like drinking rat poison, then standing around waiting for the rat to die. But how do you forgive when the most precious treasure on earth has been taken away? Wilma Dirksen has faced this question for more than 3 decades since the murder of her daughter Candace. Of course, forgiveness doesn't mean ignoring wrong, but is it possible to forgive and to laugh again? Wilma joins us to talk about her book, The Way of Letting Go, and of her decision to embrace the process of forgiveness. You admitted to a friend that the execution of Candace's murderer wouldn't be enough to satisfy you. Then you said 10 child murderers would have to die. Tell us briefly about meeting with the murderers in prison.
I was actually given the opportunity to meet a lifers group, and they said that I could ask any question I wanted to. That was the contract.
Yeah.
But as we went around the room, and every kind of murder was described to me, and every type of man, you know, the accountant, the teacher, the big gang leader.
Yeah.
But as they just talked about their vulnerable soul, I saw their humanity, I saw their struggle, and I just realized these 10 men I would not kill. Even though we want to do justice, justice often turns into revenge if we're angry and out of control, and how it's better left to God.
Yeah, there were 10 men. Amazing.
10 men.
Tell us about the title and why letting go became so important to you.
I encountered this people who said, "Don't you ever use the word forgiveness." We had used it publicly before that, so they knew my word.
Wow.
We do not want to hear it. It was the F word.
Yeah, yeah.
I was with them for 7 years, and I never used the word.
Mm-hmm.
But then the question was different. They said, "Okay, you're not locked in. What did you do?" And that's when I was given permission to take out the word forgiveness and talk about the let go of forgiveness.
Hmm.
And that became the question I needed to answer.
Wow. What would you say to someone who says, "I want to start down that road of forgiveness"? Is there a first step?
That's the first step. Just wanting to, just saying, "I'm not there yet. I want to." Because that's when people put out their hand towards God, and God is charmed. Because then he can enter into our lives, so that even if they feel they don't have the ability, that's when they're inviting a supernatural love to come into them and helps them move. As long as they stay in that mode, eventually they will find themselves forgiving.
Yeah. You say forgiveness believes that brokenness can be overcome. How have you seen that happen?
I've actually had people say, "I don't relish what you've gone through, but I am envious of where you are."
Interesting.
So the brokenness is overcomable to something more beautiful. It's just that we have to shift our eyes from the storm into the sun. The sun is shining somewhere all the time.
I love that. Today we need to shift our eyes to the sun, to Jesus, who said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do." When we experience His grace and the wonder of being forgiven, we're far more forgiving. Alan Paton said, "When an injury is done to us, we never recover until we forgive." According to Wilma, forgiveness believes that brokenness can be overcome, and we can even see the laughter return. Thanks for being with us, Wilma. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Has the Ministry of Laugh Again made a difference in your life? Do you share our passion to reach others with a message of hope and joy found in Jesus Christ? Then please consider becoming a monthly partner today and help us reach even more people with a message of hope. For more information, please call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.